smarts. Are we hardwired for success? Author, Chuck Martin. You may consider yourself to be an organized person, or a procrastinator, or sometimes forgetful. Maybe you see yourself as someone who gets things done, highly flexible, cool under pressure, or good at managing time. Although you might be accurate in some of your self-assessment, there has been no way to precisely define each of these attributes, or to show their relationship to each other. These are actually brain functions or cognitive skills that start to develop at birth and are hardwired into every individual. These skills are called executive skills because they help you execute tasks. They help you make decisions about what you should focus on and they help you manage your own behavior. Taking inventory with the executive skills. Determining your strongest and weakest skills requires that you understand each of the skills and characteristics associated with them. Skill 1. Self-restraint. If you lean to informed decision-making, generally take a methodical and deliberate approach to things, and are not often impulsive, you are probably high in self-restraint. Skill 2. Working memory. Working memory involves the ability to hold information in memory while performing complex tasks. Skill 3. Emotion control. If you're high in emotion control, you would not easily be sidetracked, would tend to get the job done, be unemotional, and cool under pressure, be able to resist temptations that might lead you astray, not easily be discouraged, and be resilient in the face of setbacks. Skill 4. Focus. Focus is having the ability to stick with something. It is the capacity to maintain attention to a situation or task. Skill 5. Task initiation. Task initiation is the ability to begin tasks or projects without procrastinating. Skill 6. Planning prioritization. You probably make a list of steps required to complete a project and easily say no to a colleague's request for help if it means you can't finish your own project that's on a tight deadline. Skill 7. Organization. Organization is how well you keep track of your belongings. It is the ability to arrange according to a system. Skill 8. Time management. Time management is the accuracy to estimate how much time one has, to allocate it, and to stay within the time limits and deadlines. Skill 9. Defining and achieving goals. You tend to be task-focused, can be expected to complete tasks that you take on, and are able to achieve long-term goals. Skill 10. Flexibility. A high score in flexibility implies you are independent, able to integrate new information, adaptable, and able to change course, and able to act autonomously. Skill 11. Observation. Observation is the ability to stand back and take a bird's eye view of yourself or others in a situation and be able to understand and make changes in how you solve problems. Skill 12. Stress tolerance. Stress tolerance is the ability to thrive in stressful situations and to cope with uncertainty, change, and performance demands. Combinations of executive skills and the effortful task. Knowing your own combination can show you how much work you will feel like doing when dealing with certain tasks. The strengths in a person's executive skills then match best those skills needed for a certain task can make that task feel more natural for that person to perform. Since executive skills are relatively unchangeable, the greatest opportunity is to leverage your strongest skills. Dealing with your weaknesses. Even though we have strongly recommended that you play to your strengths in executive skills, there are some things that can be done to mitigate your weaknesses, like not living a lie, which is to have a clear understanding of how well your executive skills match the position you're in. Don't count on negative feedback. You have to be proactive to identify your weak spots because you can't count on your boss to highlight them, since much of the feedback in an organization is positive. Make a short list for shortcomings. You can become more effective by looking at the problems caused by the weaknesses and addressing those that are the most critical. It is an approach to dealing with the effect of weaknesses rather than trying to significantly change the executive skill weakness itself. Change the environment. Although you cannot greatly improve your weakest skills, you can change the environment in which problems occur due to those weaknesses. Managing executive skills in others. Here are two basic strategies to improve goodness of fit by directly focusing on the executive skills weaknesses of the person. 1. Change Change the person's behavior. If the weakness is significant, then a substantial skill makeover is unlikely to occur. But if limited skill improvement is sufficient, you can take steps to produce minor change in the individual's actions. 2. Change the environment. The second strategy is to change some aspects of the task or situation to better accommodate the individual's skills. This involves altering conditions or situations that are external to the person to help him compensate for those executive skills' weaknesses. Aligning your skills to what is valued. Once you've worked at a company long enough, you can tell what the company truly values, which may not always be what it publicly states. In one survey, executives and managers say their organization would value them more if they, in order, increased revenue, did more with less, communicated more, and cut costs. This shows that, at least, business leaders have a perspective on what their organization values, which ultimately can be linked to executive skill strengths. Reaching and dealing with cognitive bandwidth. When you're struggling with overload and feel like you're losing it and totally stressing out, you may have reached the end of what we call your cognitive bandwidth. The executive skills that already are a struggle for you will decline further when you're subjected to too much information or increased stress. When you exceed your cognitive bandwidth, logical decisions cannot be made, since executive skills are needed to execute. There are specific actions you can take to keep outside forces under control. Some of these forces are deadlines. You need either to get breaks between deadlines or vary them with other low-effort tasks. Interruptions. You can attempt to schedule interruptions so that they are only encouraged or allowed at certain times. Conflicting responsibilities. Take it upon yourself to get the message either clarified or at least synchronized. Expectations. These sometimes need to be scaled back or at least made realistic. Deliverables production. These generally come and go, so if you can get through the one at hand, you can then move to a potentially low effortful task. Customer demands. It is best to clarify what you'll deliver, and then set and manage expectations. Staffing. Use your executive skills knowledge of strengths and weaknesses to navigate yourself and those you manage into better fitting jobs or tasks. Meetings. If you can't reduce the number of meetings you attend, try to make sure that the meetings you do attend become more efficient by matching the executive skills of the people at the meeting to what is needed at the meeting. Personal family issues. The best way to handle such situations is to compartmentalize. Criticism. If it is directional, such as your boss asking you to do something differently, then you have to deal with it and attempt to correct it. If it is criticism from someone who has no direct bearing on you or what you do, then just ignore it and move on. Your new executive skills and knowledge can serve you well, as you become more aware of how your strengths and weaknesses play out in various circumstances. When you find yourself in that perfect fit within the job, in which you saw while people around you wonder how you do it, you can feel comfortable knowing that you're successfully using all that you have. You're using your smarts.